Welcome back, everybody, to Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is on forgiveness, and later on we're going to talk about local artist Bentley Rhodes. Forgiveness is something that is very difficult to do. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us, and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies." As we all know, Martin Luther King Jr. was a spokesperson of the 20th century for the civil rights movement, and rightfully so, he did it through love and peace. But with his quote, Martin Luther King Jr. was absolutely right. If we can't forgive, we can't love everybody. And the thing about forgiveness I want you all to understand is this. Forgiveness isn't really for the other person that you have the problem with. Forgiveness is for yourself to not be captive and enslaved to hate and to bitterness. As my own personal experience, I can tell you, I've dealt with bitterness and hate towards other people before, and it's the worst kind of poison that you can have in your life. I strongly urge every single one of you, if you hold something against somebody, please forgive them. Let love in. Let forgiveness radically change you so that you can let go of that captivity, that hatred will have on you if you don't forgive. You see, if we can't forgive, then we can't properly love the way we need to, which means we can't properly show the world what it needs. And the world needs love, but it starts when we first let go of the things that we hold against other people. Forgiveness is very powerful, but it's only powerful once we decide to take action and act on it. I recommend to every single one of you, if you have something against somebody and you've been wrong, forgive them. Be free of the captivity of hate that's in your own life so that you can live a better life. I strongly urge you, whatever you hold against somebody, let it go. Be free. Because forgiveness can change your life. That's the topic that I have for today on forgiveness. Coming up, we have Bentley Rhodes of the local scene. Y'all stay tuned after this commercial. What you just heard was Pretty Little Thief by local artist Bentley Rhodes. I remember the first time I heard Bentley Rhodes, and it was a while back. He plays very often at Southbound Smokehouse, and for very good reason. Bentley Rhodes is a multi-instrumentalist, and he's very talented. I've heard him play several times, and I've always enjoyed Bentley Rhodes playing. Bentley began his musical career at age 9, singing with his grandparents and cousins in Augusta, Georgia. He was born into a very musical family where everyone either sang or played an instrument rooted in Southern gospel tradition. The Singing Kings, as his family's outfit was known, traveled throughout the Southeast performing at churches, revivals, weddings, and county fairs. To further pursue this family tradition, Bentley enrolled in the North Georgia School of Gospel Music, which he attended from 1984 until 1987, when he could not deny the calling and left to pursue rock and roll. His first non-religious musical influences were Driving and Crying and R.E.M., based out of Athens, Georgia, a mere 80 miles away. His proximity proved to be an irresistible draw, and in 1990, after high school, Bentley moved to Athens and formed a band, Enlight Flynn. Enlight Flynn was a southern folk rock band and enjoyed a medium of regional success, releasing two albums and touring the South as headliners and opening for Widespread Panic, the Allman Brothers, and Dave Matthews Band, among other bands as well. Enlight Flynn disbanded in 1996, but not one to enjoy too much time off, Bentley joined King Daddy Zeb in 1997. KDZ released one album, but the band's musical focus was not in sync with what Bentley wanted to achieve. With that in mind, it was not a difficult decision to leave when Athens music veterans Blood Kin came calling in need of a drummer. In late 1997, Bentley took over the drums. Blood Kin made three albums with Bentley, played legendary live shows all over the country, lent their songs to Widespread Panic, one which was Can't Get High, became a hit for them. Bentley's association with powerhouse songwriter Daniel Hutchins has strengthened his knack for his thoughtful, direct percussion style. He has worked with several top-notch producers, including John Keane, R.E.M., Indigo Girls, Cowboy Junkies, and David Barbie, Drive By Truckers, Kevin Kinney, Sunvolt. Bentley also is an accomplished songwriter, many songs to his credit. He brings maturity and creativity to any project he's associated with, as well as refined, unadulterated talent. There you have it. Bentley Rose has had his hands in numerous of things, and he has been associated with numerous of acts that have been very successful. Bentley Rose plays every Wednesday at Southbound Smokehouse after trivia night, and Bentley Rose also plays a good bit on Sundays at Southbound as well. Bentley Rhodes is known in the area for his talent in music, and rightfully so. Bentley's very talented, great singer, great drummer, great guitar player, all around great musician. Bentley Rhodes is a musician I highly recommend everybody go see. He's extremely talented, but more importantly, he's very humble for the talent that he holds. I recommend everybody, when Bentley plays, go see him play live, because it's definitely a treat, and you can definitely tell the gift that he holds in music. But you can find Bentley on Facebook, and he plans on releasing some new material he's been working on lately sometime this year. I'll be sure to keep up with Bentley Rhodes. Y'all should go show him some love and go see him play live. It's definitely a treat. But that wraps up for today. Remember, with forgiveness, it sets you free. Do it. Let forgiveness in so that you can finally show the world what it needs. And what the world needs is love. That's all I have for today, everyone. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. I'll see you next time. Take care.